Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah,
Dean Richards, my fellow moron, it's Moron Entertainment. Good morning to you.
Look who came back to work.
Yeah, and here's the deal. Every time Bridget Gaynor's on the show, our ratings shoot through the roof just based on the amount of family members she has.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what kind of people are listening as long as they are.
Hi to the whole Gaynor clan. And guess who else is here, Dean? Special surprise guest for you.
I'm just going to take a wild guess and say...
John DeCoste. John DeCoste is here. Say hi to Dean.
John DeCoste, I'm going to say.
Pat McGann's here.
Pat McGann?
Yeah.
I saw Pat McGann here at WGN TV the other day.
Boy, is he a whore. You'll go anywhere, won't you?
Oh, come on. That show.
He was pretending like he was talking to somebody in the hallway just to avoid.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
Dean was getting ready to sing the seventh inning stretch.
Right. Yeah, oh, we were
taping. They were stretching their pipes. They were like, Bumblebee, and they're all in the hallway.
Bumblebee. Really? Is that the warm-up? Bumblebee.
I
didn't know that.
Hey, John, we have a special Moron Entertainment enticement for the last few seats tonight at Zany's. Tell Dean what we're doing, John.
Dean, this is kind of cool. Just today only, people can call the Zany's box office at 630-524-0001, and if they call the box office and use the word moron, they buy one ticket and they get one free.
Wow.
How about that? Or they can go to zanies.com and do it online and
who's
just
the
plug
moron?
It in.
Yeah, who's the moron now?
Right. It's like the idea that Zanies doesn't explain it to the people in the box office and people are just calling up yelling moron.
I know. Moron. Okay.
So if I call up and say, yes, I'd like to buy some tickets. I'm a moron.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you get BOGO. Wow. Buy one, get one.
Buy one, get one.
Go. Yeah. Pat McGann and Bridget Gaynor, here's an opportunity for you to teach G and me and John and everybody else on the show what's special about being a Southsider.
I'm going to let the professional take that, Pat.
I mean, what's special about being a Southsider? It's a great community. It's
you may need to pick this up.
I think. Well, here's the thing. People come to Chicago.
Chamber of Commerce for the South Side.
Chicago and they would never find that area, probably, unless they really did some research. Meanwhile, I think it's like it sways every election. It's like our voice is really heard in the city, although you might not know the neighborhood.
Dean is a Southsider who's reformed.
Dean's a Southsider.
And I could tell you what is the greatest thing about being a Southsider. You only have to learn half street names. Because on the South Side, half of the streets are numbers. And half are, names.
Which is an insult. We're ready to name those streets.
I want to keep numbers. I think
95th
the numbers...
Street, Richard Dent. It could be Richard Dent Avenue.
I'm all in favor down the of line. Keeping numbers. It's much easier for morons to figure out where you are.
Which is the code tonight for the show.
That's exactly right. It all comes full circle.
I just got to buy one, get one for saying that.
And anything else you'd like to add to that, Ms. Gaynor?
Well, yeah, because I feel like I need to actually do something about making the neighborhood look good. I think the best part of it is that everybody, if you meet someone from the South Side, I think it takes you maybe one or two people tops to figure out how you know each other. Because
it's 2 degrees of separation for South Side.
I have a big family. My mom and dad are from big families, and you hung around with tons of half the people I hung around with in high school, our parents knew each other, and then each other's cousins, and so everyone feels connected. So regardless of where you are, you feel much more connected to each other than people who grew up north.
Must
and I don't know why that's
if you have to make bail.
Different.
Yeah, it is something else. And I tell you what, I've been touring like all over with Sebastian, like literally all over the country. And after shows, I have people come up to me just about every single city and bring up the South Side and connect to me through the South Side, which is crazy. Yeah, and like they make fun of me for
it. But Dean, do you get South Side anymore? Because everybody knows who you are. So
I was there. I was at Pat will love this. I was at the County Fair grocery store the other day on Western Avenue. It's the grocery store that of my youth. I get back there all the time.
No, I don't mean do you get back there. I mean do people recognize you as being a Southsider?
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, born and raised.
Also, G wrote a great article in the Sun Times about Open Outcry. Mm-hmm. Awesome bar on Western
Beverly
Avenue. Yeah.
Beverly neighborhood. Awesome.
But Dean also knows that as Bridget and I feel connected, if we're from the South Side, we also, like, in our neighborhood, I'd be like, yeah, you're from Barnabas, I'm from Cajun. And it's like, that's the real.
So one up.
So you go by prisons?
So he's, you know what, it's a struggle for Pat to kind of, he's trying to play up now.
I'm more of a Marion guy, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Bridget, I like how you referred to up north as a place geographically, which is about, what did you say, Super Joe, 30 blocks from where you're talking about? Like, we got some civil war going on in the city.
Although I was raised on the South Side, I've lived on the North Side my adult life. I don't think there's honestly that much difference, but there is such pride, though, in if you're a South Sider, to proudly say that you are a South Sider. But honestly, when I moved to the North Side, I thought I was moving to another country. It's not that different at all.
You mean the people are like just like the South Side
people?
How
about that?
My mom is a North Sider.
It's crazy talk, right?
St. Matthias, Lawrence and Bell. I love the North Side.
Great people. You never talked to your mom. You held that against her your whole life.
I just bought the Matthias for my cold.
For me, I think there's something scrappy. There's something like, there's a lot of loyalty. There's like a scrappiness. I don't know.
Southsiders are scrappy.
Same, like, on the North Side.
Pride, and I don't know. It's
same on the North Side.
I've lived up north for a while.
Just as scrappy.
I've lived up north for a while now. I don't think the community. There's a lot of strong community, and people definitely connect with each other, but there aren't as many overlapping connections.
You know, I can tell you right now,
family, there's as much ethnicity, religion, all of things come together, and it helps build a strong community. I mean, but people get together for lots of reasons.
I can tell you right now that there's no unity like a West Suburban Starbucks. that's where the communities really come together.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, my dad grew up in Bridgeport, so I was very much introduced to the whole South Side thing, and I know per capita there are more guys named Stan.
A lot of Stans.
A lot of Stans. Yeah. In Bridgeport.
Dean was originally going to be a Stan. I don't know if you knew that, Dean.
Stosh is actually what it was going to be.
Stosh. Yeah. Do you know a Stosh?
I don't, but I was thinking, what's the Greek name for Stosh? What is it, Alexander of some sort? Or
well, Vivienne will know.
Yeah, she's right now. She's
Greek
busy.
Too.
I don't think there's a Greek version of Stanley.
I always wanted to be on Cup's show back in the day. I feel like that.
Lively art of conversation,
this
my friend.
This is like the round table, Chicago Minds.
Yep. If Carol Channing and Studs Terkel was here, it would be exactly
that. Cup, awesome. Right before he passed, asked me to continue that.
He did. Right before he passed. Yeah.
Taylor Swift news. A bunch of reviews coming up, and Ballers is ending. I don't know what The Rock's going to do for money. Ballers is ending on HBO, probably because, he can't afford to do it anymore because he's kind of busy being The Rock. In the meantime, why is Travolta still in town? Get out.
He's at Wizard World. Leave him alone. Leave the man alone. What, just because he's bald? Now you don't want any more bald people in Chicago now?
There's a quota.
Man gets rid of his toupee and now suddenly you have no use for him?
Well, I haven't heard of him popping up at restaurants in town, have you?
I have not. I don't even know if he stayed in town because he was here early in the week.
He does have his own jet.
He does have his own jet, and so he can pretty much come and go as he pleases. But he's going to be at Wizard World at the Donald D. Stevens Convention Center. I believe it's tomorrow when he's there.
I don't understand how that thing. Have you guys seen the picture of this 707 that he owns that he pulls up to the back of his house?
Yeah, he's got a runway.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how big could
it's
the
relatable.
Yeah, how big could the runway be that you could land a 707 and drive it up your cul-de-sac?
Yeah, he's got quite a bit of space in the back of his house. If you see him at Wizard World this weekend, ask him to do his Vinnie Barbarino voice. He loves that.
I'll bet.
What's Wizard World? Is that like a Scientology conference?
It's like a Comic-Con Scientology thing.
Dean broke the ice with him. He asked him about a Cotter reunion. The first thing when they sat down.
They'll do that. They bring everything back. They're doing Bill and Ted's again. I just watched Bill and Ted's. That movie's not that great.
Two of the sweat dogs are dead. That's part of the problem, I guess, at this point. All right, we'll come back and do that stuff. You have to leave, really? I mean, we're just warming up here.
I got that J-O-B.
So if you need an Uber, call Bridget, because she'll be out there right now.
Right.
Thank you for coming over,
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being
good to see you, Brad.
Can some Southsider pick her up, please?
Yeah, Southsider pick her up. Take her to work.
You'll be calling his name.
Back to Dean. This is Moron Entertainment, an exclusive production of Moron Industries, part of Moron Worldwide, a conglomerate of morons. And John is, of course, our moron apprentice,
yes.
Dean. And I got to tell you, Dean, I'm seeing some real disappointing things coming from John, so I think he's really moving up into moron world.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah, this is one of the very few apprentice programs where the worse you do, the faster you move.
Thank you so much. If I could just, you know, I'm just trying to work this out, man.
See, you've already talked too long. Now you're already moving up into moron world.
Thank you.
There.
Yeah, coherent sentences will not help.
Pat McGann's here as well. Pat will tell us the story of his special. It's coming up here in just a second. But first, a star that's even bigger than all of us here in the room combined, Taylor Swift.
T-Swift, Steve. Yeah. We don't have time to say her full name.
No, and as you know, I'm a Swiftie.
You are a big Swiftie.
Yeah, I'm a big Swiftie.
And this kind of ties in with the story that overnight, T-Swiftie dropped her new album. Yeah. I don't mean it fell on the floor. I mean it was released.
That's what the record company kids say. That's dropped
the,
an album.
That's what the kids say. When they're not getting tattoos or piercings, they're dropping stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The album is called Love.
I'm told it's very personal.
It's very, very personal, including... Well, it's also a different style of music for her. Do you want to hear
polka? Right, she's doing polka now.
You want to hear a cut from the new album? We've
sure,
got exclusively. Bet. Play the first cut. Go ahead.
Here we go.
Here is
the T-Swift, the Swiftie.
The first. Different, isn't it?
I did not see this turn for her.
It's a different approach on her Lover album.
Wow.
I like that.
Her voice sounds a little bit different.
You know, Swifties, as Swifties, she can do no wrong.
Oh. I knew John was going to lie.
He's bringing the heat.
Who was that really?
That's Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's singing about downtown.
Yeah. Do you have another cut?
Downtown.
Yes, we do. This is, Steve, this song, I believe, is, this one, I believe, is the one that she wrote for you called The Man.
Oh, yeah, let's listen.
The Man. I'm so sick of running as fast as I can. Wondering if I'd get there quick or if I was a man. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again. Cause if I was a man, then I'd be the man.
I like it because it celebrates the power of sisterhood.
Yeah.
I like it. I love it.
Yeah, and by the way,
she's really struggled as a woman.
She
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Listen, she had to keep going.
If she were a man, she would be a bigger.
Yeah, that's a good point.
She's starting to sound like a man.
Possibly be a bigger star.
Yeah.
She got rejected a lot in the beginning. She had to keep going back there.
When she was 13? Right.
Yeah. She had to keep going back. She didn't get a big
And by the way, Dean, the song about me is Old Man.
Yes, that's
not The Man.
And you know what's really good about that song, Dean, is that it's so simple. It's not overproduced.
That's exactly
right.
That's
what I said, John. She sounds like a man in that song.
Was her voice.
It's very organic.
Yeah. You feel like you're organic, not so organic.
Right. Taylor on her Twitter today says that that this album is full of complexity, coziness, and chaos.
Oh, three C's.
Wow.
Downtown.
What's the Rock going to do for money now that Ballers is in?
I don't know. I'm going to start a GoFundMe page for the poor guy because that's right. He's the richest actor in show business. Just announced that he is ending his HBO series Ballers after this fifth and final season ends. On his Instagram this morning, he says, "My heart is full of gratitude to all of you for rocking with us every season. You made us HBO's highest-rated comedy in years, and more importantly, you helped create blah, 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 blah."
You know, Denzel, I get confused for Denzel a lot, as you guys know.
Yep.
And Denzel's son is one of the best parts of that show.
John David Washington.
Yeah, he plays an aging baller. Aging as in like 30.
You know, I've never seen that. That's a good show, huh?
No.
No? Is it binge-worthy?
No, you like it. You like sports, you like it.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Nah, it's all right.
Yeah, it's like the sports version of Entourage.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Dan Soder's in that, right?
Dan Super Soder Joe for the win.
Reviews of the movies this weekend.
I loved this movie called The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh, I love a good peanut butter falcon. You take a falcon, you spread peanut butter on it.
It's fun to watch him try to fly with the peanut butter all over. And those of you in PETA can send your comments right into Steve.
Yes, send them to Steve Cochran, Animal Lover.
This is Shia LaBeouf and Dakota Johnson. starring in this movie, but with a first-time actor by the name of Zach Gottsagen. Zach is a Down syndrome man in real life. In the movie, he plays a Down syndrome man who is in a nursing home. He escapes from the nursing home because he wants to live his own life. He wants to do his own things. And he wants to meet his TV wrestling hero. So he busts out of the nursing home while he's on the road. He bumps into this kind of free spirit who is also on the lam. And they sort of hike together. And at first, you know, they don't really want to be together. They're sort of reluctantly taking this journey by themselves. But they grow in friendship. They grow in love for each other. And this becomes the first person ever in young Zach's life to treat him like a person who does not have Down syndrome. He treats him with respect.
Well, it sounds like a very sweet movie.
Wants to hear about his dreams and passions and abilities. It is such a sweet, lovely movie.
Why is it called Peanut Butter Falcon?
Because that's when he wants to be a TV wrestler, and he decides that's going to be his TV wrestler name.
Peanut Butter Falcon.
I'm a falcon. Nice. And they wipe peanut butter on his face, you know, to look like tattoos.
Oh, okay.
So he becomes the Peanut Butter Falcon as his wrestling name.
What is Ready or Not?
Ready or Not is kind of a horror movie, which is not my favorite genre of movies, but this is so fresh and so different. It's about a young bride who grew up in foster care, and she marries into this big old rich family. She's delighted that she's marrying into a big family because she really never had any family before this. But this family is
those crazy rich Asians.
It's crazy. That's for sure. The family is like the Addams Family, sort of, with their eccentricities and this macabre ritual that they have. That when anyone comes new into the family by marriage, that they have to go into this, they have to play this hide-and-seek, a life-or-death game, where the entire, they bring them into the mansion, they lock the whole mansion down, and then the new person is hunted down by the rest of the family, and if they survive until daybreak, then they can be in the family. Otherwise, they get killed.
Well, that sounds like the way to bring anyone into the family, because who wouldn't want to be a part of the family after that?
Right. Well, you know, she didn't find out about it until after she took her vows, and after it was actually on her wedding day that she found out
this
game was going to take place. But the movie is not so much about the hunt. I mean, it is about the hunt. This is such a funny written movie. It's hilarious how they set it all up, and it's presented in a very creative way. I like this one very much. I'm not usually that crazy about horror movies because they're mostly the same. I gave this a B+.
And then I got an idea about a movie. Now, you tell me if you like this.
Yeah.
Okay, Morgan Freeman plays the president.
Yep.
Okay, and he's got a guy at the head of his protection detail.
Secret Service,
Secret Service, who is framed for trying to kill Morgan Freeman. I'm trying to get this shopped around town. What do you think?
This is amazing how great minds think alike.
What do you mean?
Or you may have a lawsuit.
What?
That somebody has stolen your idea, Steve.
What?
And they have turned it into a movie called Angel Has Fallen.
Someone's done this already?
This is the third in the Has Fallen franchise with Gerard Butler. Olympus Has Fallen, London Has Fallen, now Angel Has Fallen. Steve's lawsuit is going to fall on them right after the show is over.
The next one's called Gerard Butler. We've had just about enough of you.
Gerard Butler's career has fallen. It's a political thriller. There's a little bit of political thread through the whole thing. It's pretty average. I liked it. I didn't love it. I gave it a C, Dean's List C+.
Pat's going to explain this specially is coming up, which is sold out. Two shows sold out. What theater?
The Vic, September 15th. We're doing it there. And if you
have tickets to this, congratulations, because it's going to be a great night. And these two shows are going to be taped, so you can have them cut to one for a comedy special that will air on?
To be determined.
So it's going to be sold.
So we're going to shoot it, and then we're going to try and sell it.
That's that new network everyone's talking
about. Yeah, the To Be Determined network is strong. It's got a lot of previews.
I'm going to come back out here, and you guys can help me push it wherever it ends up.
It's going to be great. And who produced it?
Dean's Facebook page. It's going to be on.
Who is producing it?
Sebastian Maniscalco.
What's he done?
he's doing pretty well.
He's going to be hosting the Video Music Awards on Monday.
Yeah, I'm going out there. My wife and I are going to go out on Monday to go check him out.
Excellent. Yeah, well, more from you, Matt Patman, in a second. Dean, one last thing. 2019 Taste of Greektown Festival is on today and tomorrow. Yep. Or today through Sunday, I should say.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's one of those big deal street festivals. When you're driving on the Kennedy, just look for the giant flaming cheese display. You can't miss it.
That's the exit you get off at?
You get off at the flaming cheese. Some people call it Adams. But if you just look for the giant flaming cheese, that's where it's
on. There's going to be traditional Greek dancing.
That's what I I hear.
And food as well.
They just try to stop us.
This is on Allstead between Van Buren and Adams. Blending old world traditions with 21st century freshness.
Yep. I got my Opa on.
Again, I thought it was Oprah.
Opa and Stedman both are going to be there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I came back just for this segment. I'm leaving now.
That is fantastic.
Thank you, buddy.
Pat, see you later. John,
bye,
see you later.
Dean.
Bye, Dean.
Everybody else is in the studio.